Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's bruceandsalen.com. Or you can tweet me at Bruce Salen. If you're a Twitter person, join the Twitterverse. I also have a Twitter chat, a tweet chat called A Dad's Point of View. It is every Thursday evening, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You just put up the hashtag A-D-A-D-S-P-O-V, and it's quite interesting. Our next guest for Family Financial Matters is Jim Scheinberg, who is the managing partner at North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he's only 31 years old. And he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. By the way, he's a little older than 31. Welcome to my show, Jim.
It helps that you allowed me to pick your security portfolio by throwing darts at a board when I was 12 when we started working together. That worked out really well.
Well, it has. I'm able to do this show and stay afloat largely because of your good guidance and mostly getting me not to do things I would have wanted to do on the spur of the moment.
Right.
As has been the case many times when I call you up, what about this? What about that? Or like I wanted to this week, oh, the stock market's down this week. What does it mean? I'm scared. Should I be scared?
Well, you know, Bruce, you and I had a conversation back about 3 months ago when the Japanese tsunami hit. And I believe I mentioned to you at that point in time that you could expect something very similar to what happened last summer when we had the Gulf oil spill and then the European debt crisis, which was the recovery was underway, full steam ahead, and a very raw and thin-skinned investor, and for that matter, just general populace, the first sign of trouble would actually have a much more violent flinch, if you will, to any potential disruption than they would have under normal times. And what that does is that makes the consumer stop and think, maybe I shouldn't buy a house. It makes the CFO stop and think, maybe I shouldn't hire, maybe I shouldn't build that new factory. And so we ended up having the summer swoon that we had last year, which was nothing more than a pause while people were checking over their shoulders to make sure, hey, are things okay? Because it was the first time after a really nasty financial crisis that we met with any challenge whatsoever. Guess what this is? I call it the sequel. And I think this is going to be a much lesser magnitude replay, and I think it already has been to a large extent, of what we went through last spring and summer. We've got a little bit of slowdown going on in hiring. We've got some housing numbers that don't look as rosy. We've got some economic numbers that are growing but slowly growing. And guess when it's falling? Just a couple of short months after the Japanese tsunami. Now, I got to tell you taking a pause.
Do you mean the Japanese tsunami?
I do mean the Japanese
tsunami.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
The tsunami, the nuclear reactor issue, earthquake. I mean, you know, Japan's the third largest economy in the world. And if you didn't take a minute to think about that, whether you're a CFO or a CEO or a consumer or what have you, you're not human. Mm-hmm. So this is the pause, in my opinion. So no, I don't think it's time to worry. But with one caveat, sometimes pauses gather their own steam, and fear can be a very powerful motivator to do bad things. And I don't see it happening right now, but if fear builds and people get really concerned that this pause is something worse, it could gather its own steam. I don't think that's going to happen, but stay tuned. We'll be watching those gauges.
Well, indeed. Let's get back to the topic of today's show, which is hypocrisy, specifically parental, but it can certainly, I imagine, apply to how you run your business, your money, and how you deal with your financial advisor. So what thoughts do you have on this?
Well, Bruce, as you know, I recommend a very conservative course of action that has a very diversified approach for all of my clients, especially the pension plans that we consult to. And my own personal investment philosophy is pretty much the horse track, and sometimes I bet on the dogs. Just kidding. Hypocrisy can take its root in a lot of different areas. And I actually took a different little piece of that. You know, I think a lot of hypocrisy is also tied to preaching. You know, we have a tendency when we're being hypocritical to focus down on one particular point, whether it's in parenting, and you gave a lot of great examples in your article, or whether it's in finance as a whole. And so a lot of people have a tendency to do the same. How often do you, you know, I know you used to belong to, you know, a big sports club here in town. I'm sure you probably do up where you're living now. How often did you have somebody lean over next to you in the locker room and tell you about this unbelievable investment that they were just killing it on? And it gets people all hot and bothered. Well, guess what? They're not telling you the whole story. Similar to being hypocritical when you tell somebody, don't do this or you should do that, and then you're doing other things in your life that are, you know, are not necessarily in your best interest. People do the same thing in investing. They like to focus down on one thing, the one thing they think they really got nailed, the one thing that they're definitely confident about, and then if you look, you know, at the rest of their financial lives, it may not necessarily be as shiny.
Where do you see hypocrisy in your profession among colleagues that you may not have as much respect for?
Wow, that's a great question. And I don't want to sound too white knight here when I say this, but I will tell you point blank that in the 20 plus years that I have now been in this industry, I have met hundreds and hundreds of professionals that in some form or another run or advise on people's assets. I can tell you, if I decided to retire tomorrow and I, you know, had the rich uncle thing and, you know, they dropped $100 million in my lap, I only know about three people that I would go to. So when you talk about hypocrisy,
wow.
it's even more astounding than that. Self-interest, divided interest, inconsistencies, people, you know, and unfortunately in the financial services industry, tell you what you want to hear today or what's popular to talk about today, and they don't necessarily have the long-term or best interest at heart. And that's, in my opinion, the topic of hypocrisy on overload, because they wrap it in that, I really care about you, I really want to do well for you, I really care about your family, I really care about your organization. They wrap it in that wrapper.
Feels like the way politicians work.
Wow. Great parallel. I never really even thought about that before, but there's really a lot to be paralleled there.
Hmm.
I mean, just the energy behind the whole entire thing seems very, very real when you say that. I'd have to ponder that, but I think there's probably a whole show we could do about that.
Well, you ponder away. We only have a minute left, so please give our listeners access to you and your wonderful newsletter by telling us.
Well, they can reach us through your website, as always, at the BruceAllen.com on the radio tab, and they can subscribe or find us there. If you want to reach out directly and get our newsletter on a regular basis or learn more about North Pier, you can send me an email at info@npier.com. That's info at N, like the direction north, pier, like fishing pier. .com. I'm going to have to come up with a cute little sing-song to go along with that one day, but I don't think mine's going to be nearly as melodic as Pastor Drew's.
I have faith in you. You have good musical taste and knowledge, so I have no fear. By the way, that newsletter is free, and it is well worth subscribing to. You may or may not want to involve yourself more directly with Jim, but I have for nearly 20 years, and I am grateful. And I'm kind of realizing when you talked about the three out of the hundreds, that to some degree I was just lucky that I met you and then smart enough to stick with you rather than just change to a flavor of the month like I know some investors tend to do. So I consider myself doubly lucky, and I thank you for joining the show today, Jim.
Me too, Bruce. I've enjoyed it.
It is time for another break. This is the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We will be right back after these messages for some closing remarks by me.
Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice,